Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 36 in our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, we invite you to look in the show notes and find the two links there. One is to the calendar that's recently been updated, so make sure you download a new copy and has links to all the scriptures we've discussed and the ones we'll be discussing this last week in Holy Week. The second is the companion study guide, and it just does a deeper dive on the topics we discuss in each of our episodes. And we add a new document or new page every day. So make sure that you check that link frequently as we wrap up this last week in Holy Week.
Yeah, and if they missed yesterday's episode, we encourage them to re-download the calendar because we have changed this last week of scriptures.
So it aligns closely with Jesus' walk to the cross.
Yeah. Very much so.
So
we're covering Tuesday.
So this is Holy Tuesday. We refer to as Holy Tuesday. There's a lot of things. Jesus was really busy.
He was really busy. I bet that's why he didn't do anything on Wednesday.
I know, he was resting.
He was tired after this day.
So let's talk briefly about the things that happened, the events that happened the day. He went to the temple and he was
confronted
by the scribes and the Pharisees, and he gave them a tongue lashing. He was very direct. So we do, in the study guide, we do have links to scriptures that you can read to just do a deeper dive, because there's so much we would be reading all night.
Yeah, this was a large portion of the recorded teaching of Jesus happened on this day, and it's probably some of the most talked about scriptures that you'll hear in churches on a regular basis, all of the things that he talked about. I like, when we were discussing this, I liked the point that you brought out was Jesus gave the Pharisees this tongue lashing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. He called them vipers, brood of vipers, the blind leading the blind. I mean, all of those things. He was very direct in calling them out in front of all the people, because he was so upset that all of these people were being led astray by these so-called leaders who were leading them down the wrong path.
Yeah, he calls them sheep without a shepherd, and is worried for these people that are turning against God and not believing in him. He also, what was interesting to me in this story is I reflected back on the story of the fig tree. Remember how we talked about that core that is bad,
rotten core.
And these Pharisees were doing all these active good deeds and these things to make them look good. But at their core, they did not like him. They did not trust him. You know, they didn't want him. They were jealous of him. And instead of doing what they should have been doing, is leading people to him, they were actually doing the opposite and turning people against Jesus.
Yeah. And the story of the fig tree that he cursed because it was professing something that it didn't possess.
So I just thought it was interesting. I don't know if that was on purpose.
I'm sure it was totally on purpose, because then, you know, when he's talking to the Pharisees, one of the things he says is, you look pretty on the outside, but on the inside you're full of dead men's bones. And he equates it to the, you know, the tombs that dotted the hillsides of Jerusalem at that time.
So we'll invite you to look at several scriptures, because there's different accounts Mm-hmm. One is, you know, Matthew is very detailed, lots of detail there, and some of the others capture different, you know, parts of the conversation.
Yeah, I bet Matthew had writer's cramp at the end of this day.
I think, yeah, he was a good note taker.
Maybe that's why Jesus took Wednesday off, to let Matthew have a break.
Break.
And catch up with all his notes.
So after that happened, mm-hmm. he went to the Mount of Olives mm-hmm. and delivered the
Olivet Discourse. Well,
Olivet Discourse.
Yes, this is the theological name for it. It's the Olivet Discourse or the Olivet Prophecy.
And it spoke of the times to come. So after he leaves us, this is what's going to happen. So he...
Very detailed, yes. He went through from the destruction of Israel through current day and beyond. In that whole discourse. So it covered a huge time period. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that it so accurately describes the times that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Well, with, you know, he talks about the tribulation, he talks about before the tribulation, after the tribulation. And one of the things that stuck out to us was the scripture that I would love to invite you to read. And it was, no one knows the day or the hour.
Yes. This one is going to come out of Matthew 24. And we're going to read verse 36 through 44, because this really stood out to us. And it says, this is Jesus speaking on the Mount of Olives. And this is what he says, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
I have chills.
Yeah, that's good. It's powerful.
Really, it's very powerful.
And he paints a really almost ominous image in your mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that's for good reason. It's to let us know that this is very serious stuff.
It's not a dress rehearsal.
This is not practice. This is the real deal.
Sure. And, you know, we hear of people that are doing these things that are so against following Christ mm-hmm. in these days. Oh. And we see it all over the news. We see the satanic worshiping. We see
just wicked. Just
like there's so much evil. And this is just a good reminder. Get your house in order and be ready. You don't have to be fearful. This is not a fear thing. I mean, he's being ominous here to, you know, spur people on to get ready. You don't want to be in the place where you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Yeah. Because there's no going back. I think is really the message. This is the real deal. It's not a dress rehearsal. There's no do-overs.
No,
I didn't get my line right. Let's try this again. This is the real deal.
Oh, I meant to be on that side.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
No.
Cut. Let's redo this take, please, from my line where I come over to the right side. There will be none of that.
I mean, we joke, but it's very serious. And we just encourage people to keep preaching the gospel. Keep preaching the good news and share it with as many people as we can. And that's why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. Because we want everyone to have what we have is that love of God, that belief in Christ, and that salvation.
Yeah, and you know, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then you don't have anything to worry about. You really don't. But what about your neighbor?
Right.
Are they going to be one of those who didn't know it was coming?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody told them? Are they going to be swept away by the flood because nobody told them to get on the ark? That's really the point. You know, and it goes back to that meme that you posted. The Lord didn't tell us these things so that we could build a better bomb shelter or a bigger bomb shelter. He told us these things so that we could build a bigger table and have people over to share the love of God with them, so that even if they don't accept it, they have heard the gospel.
Plant the seed.
And they have seen the love of God in you and me and us.
And I guarantee they will come back and start to ask questions. Or what was that thing? Or what was that verse? Or
yep.
Can you pray for me? And you will be there. Just plant the seed and show them the love. Show them Christ through you.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that I taught my kids when they're growing up. And the youth group of kids that I got the blessed opportunity to disciple in the Lord is, you don't ever have to worry about the results of whether or not people accept the word. Your job, you're just a farmer. You are called to plant the seeds. Let the Holy Spirit do the watering. Let the word of God grow in them.
Shine bright light.
Yeah, and shine a light in the dark places. But don't worry about the results. There are people who will not ever accept the truth.
And there will be people that will do it way later than you thought. And
And
you're just godsmacked when it happens.
And you're like,
whoa,
what?
That's so awesome. Yes, I will. Yes, let's sit down and talk.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't be surprised when you have those come up, when people see the peace in your heart and the love in your heart. They're going to want that. So yeah. Let them see that, share that with them, you know, give it out like crazy.
Yeah. And you know, it was really cool. I got a chance to lead a guy to the Lord who had that for years. People been working on him. And he was just stubborn. No, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. No. And then I got the privilege of being there when it finally took root. And he finally decided, you know what? I need Jesus.
That's good. That's similar to when we moved into this property and there were plants in the garden. We got to do the harvest.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Someone else sowed the seeds, but so it's similar. I mean, not similar, I mean, kind of similar, but way more serious.
Yes, definitely.
Way
Very
more
good
important.
Analogy. Because it doesn't matter what end you're on. You can be on the planting end.
You're part of the process.
Or the harvesting end. That life was changed. So it's an awesome responsibility, and we need to take it seriously because there will be no going back for those people or for us. So thankfully, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you're listening to this, you've made that choice and you're good. Now, save as many as you can.
Give them the life vest.
Yeah.
Jesus
Throw
is that.
The same life vest that you put on.
Yep.
You have an unlimited supply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't hoard them all to yourself. You got your life vest.
And our Savior walks on water.
Right?
So, there's that.
There is that, yes. We could go on and on with that one.
So there's lots of juicy goodness in today, the events of Holy Tuesday.
Yes.
Very serious stuff, very intense when you read through these scriptures, but it had to be. It's like those conversations. You dance around things. You're like, I just need to have a crucial conversation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's what he did. He had to, because so many people were being led astray.
Yeah.
And he wanted to save them. So he had to speak the truth.
Yes, he did. And boy, I tell you what, you can sense as you read through these passages, you can sense his urgency. Mm-hmm. This was his last week and he knew it. And he was trying to get all of this stuff in and hit the important things over and over and over and over again with his disciples. But he was trying to get all of this in. And so there was a sense of urgency and an intenseness that prior to this, you don't pick up on in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. You know, in his teachings, he was very relaxed and very less direct and confrontational when it came to the Pharisees. Yes, he did have some very pronounced confrontations with the religious of that day, but it wasn't this intensity. So it's an interesting to notice those things as you read through. I mean, really, Matthew 23 all the way through 24, and I believe into 25, really just goes into this in depth, and you'll see that intensity and you'll see that seriousness. He's just jamming all of this information.
It's good.
Good stuff. Well, we could go on and on about this week. There's so much there.
Totally could. I'm like, this is only the second day.
Third, really. Sunday.
Oh, correct. Sunday.
Yeah. Palm Sunday, Monday.
Tuesday.
And then tomorrow, we get to go back and review that little tidbit. So join us tomorrow.
Yeah, you like to tease.
I do. I do. I'm really trying to pique their interest so that they join us tomorrow, because it is an amazing prophecy that will blow your mind. So anyway, on that note, would you like to pray us out, baby?
I would love to.
Please do.
Dear Lord, we come to you today on this third day of this very special Holy Week, with our hearts on fire to share the word with so many people. We want to save people. We want to have people feel the peace and the love that we feel, to know Jesus Christ, to know what this week means and what he did for us at the cross at the end of this week. We want them to have that same salvation, to be heirs like we are, to know we are saved and we will be in heaven with Jesus. We just ask that you help us ready ourselves. You remind us to just keep on that straight path and keep our eyes on Jesus. We're so thankful for everything he did, for all those years that led up to this last week, and for the pain and those stripes that he took for us so that we were healed. We just ask that you help us spread that word. You bring those people into our worlds so that we're able to share that good news. We're able to share the salvation. We're able to share that they don't have to do the good works. They don't have to do works. They just need to change their mindset, believe in Jesus, and surrender that doing. So just bring those people into us. We just ask that so that we can help be that vessel that just pours out the good word, that we can be that light that draws people in, that we can continue to be the salt of the earth and just help those that are lost in this fallen world, in these times that we see all this evil around us, all this sadness, all the people just crying out. We ask that you help us to get that word out to them so that they can right themselves as well and get their eyes focused on Jesus. We are so thankful and we love you so much. It's in your precious name and in Jesus Christ, our Savior's name, that we pray these things. And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. You know what? Before we sign off, I'm really feeling impressed. There's somebody listening today. You're kind of on the fence, and you know it. the Lord has asked me to tell you that it's not too late for you. It's not too late. You've been having one foot on one side of the fence and one on the other, not sure that the Lord would accept you. I encourage you to go back and listen to the other podcasts earlier, because we talk about that very specifically. It's not too late for you, and you are worthy of being accepted by the Lord. He died for you just as much as He died for us. We encourage you to make a commitment today. Get off the fence, dive in, and get to know the Lord right now.
And just like the workers at the vineyard, He doesn't care when you come in. He just wants you to come in.
That's right.
And you receive everything equal.
Yep. No one's guaranteed tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
No one's guaranteed the next 5 minutes. So make that commitment today. And we hope you do.
Amen to that.
So why don't we bless them all with some perfect peace, shall we?
Yes.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom. And we will see you next time.
We love you, and let us know how we can pray for you.